Welcome to another episode of the Rebel Talk Podcast with your host, Latasha Ledbetter. Hello, my beautiful listeners. I hope and pray that you all have been wonderful and just thriving in whatever it is that you're doing in life, in work, whatever. I am back. I'm going to stop saying that I am back. I really just wanted to give you all an update. If you see the title of today's episode, you will know that I'm not okay, but it's okay. So let's jump into what I'm about to share with you today. I shared last time about my journey and my struggles with depression, and that I know that I am more than an overcomer, and I know that I will overcome this as I've always had. I'm back in counseling. I absolutely love my counselor. She is amazing. She is also a woman of God, and it's been refreshing to honestly be under someone like this, helping me through this journey. So my update today, I just want you to understand, if you are dealing with the same thing that I'm dealing with, I want you to understand that it's okay. There are going to be days where you are not okay. There are going to be days where you just cannot smile. There may be days that all you do is cry. There may be days you want to cry, but you can't. It is okay. You are human. Yes. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, right? But we are not robots. We do have feelings. We do have emotions. God did give those things to us. The thing is not to be ruled by our emotions, right? Not to be controlled by them. So it's best that when you are in a state such as this, where you're dealing with depression, it's best not to make permanent decisions when you're sad. Like, don't go up and quit your job, move to a different state, because you take yourself with you. Right now, I'm working through finding better coping mechanisms to deal with some of the things that I'm dealing with in my life. And I'm excited for what God has in store for me. I'm amazed at how good God has been to me. I'm amazed at some of the things that he's done for me since I last spoke to you all. And I will share those things eventually. But I really just want you to understand that it is okay to not be okay. And it's not okay to suffer in silence. Not. That is why I am sharing my journey. I'm brave enough to face the people that are going to tell me that I'm not praying hard enough, or that I'm not staying in my word, that I'm not connected enough to God. I'm brave enough to look those people in the face and say, that's your opinion, but I'm going to continue to keep speaking what God is leading me to share. And for those of you that do not understand depression, my therapist gave me an article entitled 22 Things People Do That Actually Mean I'm Depressed. I'm just going to give you a couple of those. So, you know, mainly we think depression looks like sadness, isolation, you know, you're curled up in a fetal position in a dark corner somewhere in a room, you're crying your eyes out. You know, that is not, sometimes that's not what depression looks like. Sometimes depression looks like the person that is smiling in your face. Depression sometimes looks like the person who seems to have it all together. So, let me share a couple of things that people have shared. One of them is, procrastinate everything, even the smallest of tasks, feels like picking up clothes or doing the dishes. People think I'm just being lazy, when in reality, I'm too physically and mentally exhausted to get out of bed, let alone be productive. That is what one person shared about how her depression manifests. Here's someone else. I try to overcompensate by appearing friendly and funny with family and close friends. I don't like feeling like a burden. So when I feel depression coming on, I try to convince everyone I'm fine so they don't know what I'm really feeling. It's exhausting. Now that I can relate to because I feel that that is exactly how I am. I still try to put on a happy face, to put a smile on my face, to keep going. I still manage to even try to encourage other people. And it is exhausting. Sometimes it is exhausting just to get out of bed and to go on about your day. But you have to work. So you can't be out of work for so much. So you just keep going. Here's another one. I won't answer the phone or text. Not from my husband, my mom, or my best friend. I hate the phone when I'm depressed because it's just one more thing that wants something from me. That is another one that I can relate to. And it makes you feel bad because you want to be there for people that you've told them in the past that you'll be there for them. But it's hard to explain to someone that I just can't even deal with what you got going on right now. Like, you over here complaining about something. I can't even talk to you. Like, that's taking too much energy to try to muster up something to console you when I feel like my life is crumbling in front of my face. And here is, I'm going to share one more. I joke a lot at work when I'm feeling my lowest. People see me as high energy and super peppy, but no one realizes just how exhausted and low I am at that time. I still need a job, so I put on facades because people prefer to be around and hire happy people versus down and depressed people. Just what I talked about, right? Oops, and I lied. I want to read one more. The rage comes out in a very unhealthy way, and I tend to direct it towards the wrong people. The amount of remorse I end up feeling after compounds with feeling humiliation for acting that way. So sometimes the very people who are depressed are not the ones that are walking around saying, woe is me, or looking sad, or crying, or just hate life. Sometimes depression manifests in rages of anger. Now, I haven't necessarily experienced that a lot, but I can see looking back at some of my lowest moments, especially in one particular job I worked at I believe it was 2012, I can see that at my lowest moments, there were times that I reacted out of anger, but it was really my depression talking. And that was a time that I wish I could have been on medical leave because no one understood or knew what I was going through, what I was dealing with, what I had just came out of, basically. And that's part of my testimony that I'll share at a later date. But I just want to share these things with you because a lot of people do not understand why their friends are depressed. You know, even signs of overworking could be a sign that someone isn't doing well. The people we look up to that seem to have it all together, sometimes they're not okay. You need to check on your strong friends. You really do. And everyone that's smiling and acting, joking around, sometimes they're not okay. A lot of times I try to use laughter to help pull myself out of the deep, dark fog that I feel that I'm in. Because laughter, that is medicine. And that's one of my coping mechanisms, and it helps. But when it stops working, then I know that I'm in trouble. But those are just some things I wanted to share with people who may not understand exactly what the face of depression looks like. I won't get into the whole spiritual thing where, you know, it's a spirit of, or it's a demon or something that's tied to you, blah, blah, blah. There is some truth in that, I believe, but sometimes it's hard to talk to people in the church with this kind of thing, especially with mental illness, because, you know, just pray it away. Just pray it away. You're not praying hard enough. But I remember specifically having days at work where I was praying nonstop, and I still didn't feel, still knew something was wrong. I didn't feel myself. I felt sad. And at that time, there was nothing for me to be sad about. So there's that. But again, I'm working through this. I am actually taking time to take care of myself. I'm having some health issues of my own. And I will have another episode talking more about why it's important to take care of yourself. But I'm finding myself in a season where I'm having to say no to things, and I'm having to disconnect from people and not explain it. And it's hard for me because I hate letting people down. I hate letting the people I love down and my friends. But there are things I'm not going to be able to show up at. And honestly, it has nothing to do with my depression. It has to do with this next level that God is taking me into. This next level that I'm about, the space that I'm about to occupy. All these things that I've been through, I'm about to come full circle. There's a reason for all of the things that I've been through and are going, and I'm going through currently. There are people that are tied to me and my destiny that need what I have to unlock something inside of them. And I'm getting to a point where I can no longer run away from it or sit on it. And I hate that I've sat on it for this long. But anyway, honestly, like I was saying, there are things I'm going to have to decline. There are people that I'm going to have to stop associating with or working with or things of that nature. And it's not easy. But at the end of the day, what God has put inside of me, what He has told me to do, that's more important. That trumps everything else. So I have this desire to do what I need to do. So, you know, if you got to make moves in secret, you know, you got to do what you got to do. But I will continue to come up here and I will continue to record and I will continue to put out episodes for you all, because this is one of the things I know that I'm meant to do. I know that I'm meant to speak life into others, and I'm meant to speak healing into the lives of others. So if any of you are dealing with depression, or you know someone that is dealing with depression, know that it's okay to not be okay. And know that it's going to get better. It is going to get better. If you show up and you do your part, you do what you can, God can do the things that you cannot. My sister tells me that all the time, and she told me that last night, and it made so much sense. It just clicked for me. So just show up and do what you know to do. And sometimes something that I'm finding that is helping me is praise and worship. Now, there are days when I don't feel like talking, let alone singing. What? But I find here like recently that if I turn on praise and worship music, where I find a good sermon on YouTube to listen to. Right now, I'm really into Pastor John Gray. I find that it's uplifting my spirit and helping me with my attitude. Now, I'm going to be coming out with a series of episodes speaking towards destiny, speaking towards just speaking towards surviving through things that you hate. Whether you're at a job you can't stand, but you know you can't leave it right now because you got to work and you have goals you're trying to achieve. I'm going to have a series coming out on just keeping the faith when everything looks like it's about to explode, or when everything explodes up in your face. So I'm going to be speaking life into everyone listening to this that is drawn to me in my walk. I'll be speaking life into all of you that it's okay and it's going to get better. Even when it doesn't look like it, it's going to get better. So, I don't mean to ramble. I really just wanted to come update you guys, let you know that I'm still alive. I am over here spending time taking care of myself. Soon, I will be going out on medical leave, and I want to record as many episodes as I can. So, there'll be a 6-week period that I may not be able to record as much as I would like, but it's okay. You will still be hearing from me, and I will continue to update you guys on my journey. I want to leave you with some tips. So, at my last meeting with my therapist, we talked about some thing she called the 4 A's. This is part of your emotional fitness. Number one is awareness. Be aware of how you're feeling emotionally. And if you're not okay, then you're not okay. So be aware of, I'm not having a great day. I'm not okay right now. Number two, acknowledge that you're feeling that way. Acknowledge that, okay, I'm aware that I'm not feeling good and I'm not good today. I am not okay today. Acknowledge that and accept that you're not okay today. Accept it. You don't want to feel the way that you feel, but accept it. And then four, act. Change or choose to act differently. So normally, if I'm not okay, normally I would choose to retreat and not talk to anybody. But now I'm choosing to act differently. I know I have people in my circle that are true supporters and true prayer warriors. And I can call on them or text them. All I have to do is say pray, not having a good day, they'll do it. And it's like I instantly feel their prayers. So choose to act differently. That most likely will look different for you. But those are just some tips I wanted to leave with you. I love my therapist. She's amazing. All right. So thank you for listening. You could have done anything else. There are tons of other people out there you can listen to. Thank you for stopping by here by the Rebel Talk podcast. I am looking forward to continuing to speak life into all of you, to speak healing into you, and to talk about the things that sometimes can cause controversy. But again, thank you for listening. I hope and pray that you will have a great rest of your week, and I will talk to you guys again soon. Bye. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Rebel Talk podcast with your host, Latasha Ledbetter. If you would like to be featured on a future episode of the Rebel Talk podcast, or if you would like to sponsor a future episode of the Rebel Talk podcast, please contact us at info@latashaledbetter.com. That is info@lathaledbetter.com. Thank you for listening.